Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 11th of November, recording at 9:30 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. In Asian stock markets, they were mixed, it should be said. The China sector was firmer in here, but small moves overall. And also Japan was a little bit higher, as was Australia. Now, the European stock markets mostly closed with small losses of under 1%, and sometimes considerably under 1%. And there was one gainer with the DAX up just a fraction. In the Americas, we had small losses, again under 1%. In long-dated government bonds, prices are mostly a little bit easier, although they were a little bit firmer in gilts. In currencies, the US dollar was firm again today, with the dollar index up to 78.17. The weakest of the major currencies is the euro right now. It has slipped back to 136.61. And the Australian dollar is back under parity. Here at 99.79. Sterling's reasonably steady at 161.14. And that's the gist of it. Precious metals seesawed a little bit, but mostly to the upside, and closed with some reasonable gains. Palladium, a pace setter, back up to $712.50. Silver, the other pace setter, back up to $27.68. Platinum, up 19 to $17.57. Gold, up 5 at $14.09. Now, crude oil had been up, but then gave it up, but closed unchanged, 87.78. Well, that's the current trading. In the grain and bean complex, let's see, wheat and corn were down a little bit, soybeans firm. We might have seen a new contract high for this year in the soybean market. And that's cotton, which had a downside key day reversal yesterday, and it had been just running riot on the upside, and it was down a little bit here today. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, as far as stock markets are concerned, I think that we're in another one of these pauses and consolidations. Now, I have mentioned in these audios that the gains have been so persistent since late August that the risk of a correction really had increased quite considerably. The alternative to a correction, markets can only go up, down, or sideways, would be more of these ranging consolidations that we've been seeing for a while. But suffice it to say, and of course, yes, ranging within the overall upward trends, but suffice it to say that a period when we get stock markets on a 12-week and perhaps counting run to the upside, that's atypical and inevitably is going to give way to some more choppy activity and a little bit of retrenchment. That's not something to be terrified of. That would be, I would think, in the pause that refreshes category overall. Now, I watch the ASEAN stock markets quite closely, one because they're very much within the Fuller Money theme category, but also because as front runners, we watch them because the leaders often lead in both directions. And interestingly, the Philippines just nudged under a previous little really horizontal reaction low. And the others are The others are steadier in that group. But we're seeing little warning signs. A few markets getting a little bit bigger downward reactions, and of course they are more overextended this week than they were in really the last any point in the last several months. So I think we may see more of this sort of pullback ranging activity, and there's a possibility that we are losing overall upward momentum prior to some mean reversion towards the rising 200-day moving averages. But that, to me, is the extent of the downside risk overall. In terms of tactics, I would say this is a time to be a little bit cautious. But is this an environment in which we need to go heavily liquid? I think not. I don't mind riding out reactions and corrections. I do mind riding out bear markets, but I do not see a bear market on the horizon. That's the bottom line. In terms of the long-dated government bond markets, I maintain that government yields are in a bottoming out and base building process. I think they've already seen their lows for this cycle, and therefore the lows for a very, very long time. And I think that this is marking the end of a 30-year bull market in long-dated government bonds. And the end of a 30-year bull market is the beginning of the next secular bear market. So, therefore, I'm only interested in playing these long-dated government bonds on the short side, and I'm doing it on a baby steps basis. I'm not loading up in here because I think we'll see more ranging brief bouts of trending, but plenty of ranging, and so I lightly short on the rallies and cover some of it on the declines, and that's what I've been doing for a while, as you'll know if you've been following my commentary, and that's the way I will continue to play it, and I expect to be doing that for a good many years off and on. But probably more on than off. I do feel that short bonds will prove to be one of the big money-making trends. It's not for everybody. If you're not a trader, then I would be perhaps wary of it, although there are ETF instruments that one can use, which are, of course, in the library. Now, the ETF instruments take the inverse position. Now, what else to mention here? Precious metals. The action's very good. You know, we got terribly overextended in the silver and palladium, and that always leads to a reaction. And because it's unsustainable. That type of dramatic upward acceleration is unsustainable beyond the the short to short medium term, and then it boils over into a bout of profit taking, and that's what we've actually seen. Our standard comment when we do see these big upside accelerations and then see them capped by a downward dynamic, as occurred recently. We say that that's established a peak of unspecified duration, but and the other way to describe that is a peak of at least near-term significance. And that's what I see. Short-term peak could possibly be a medium-term peak lasting a few months, but more likely a short-term peak overall, allowing for some mean reversion because silver and well, they'd all pulled up away from their 200-day moving average trend means, medium-term trend means. So a pause would allow some form of mean reversion. That's desirable, I think, for the markets overall. I do not think that the secular bull cycle is over. Worst case, I think we would just see these markets go get corrections and range for a number of months before the next up leg occurred. So that's my worst case outlook. Now, what about the grain and bean complex situation? Well, it's all in the weather, and the weather has not been munificent. So we have these overall uptrends, which are also somewhat overextended, but they're also underpinned by some pretty substantial base formations. I don't expect them to retrace to the basis anytime soon, and I wouldn't be surprised if we didn't see another leg up. I mean, perhaps soybeans have already started that. Incidentally, the various commodity exchanges for these largely U.S. traded, but also European traded contracts, commodity exchanges are increasing margin requirements, and that's a right and proper thing to do when prices are running ahead very, very, very actively. We certainly can't have any complaints about that, and that's what checked silver. But I think all the evidence that I've seen, at any rate, from past cycles, is that, and all that does is sort of interrupt a trend. It doesn't end it. The trend really ends when it just becomes ludicrously oversold, and buyers lose interest in supply. Increases. Okay. What else to mention here? Crude oil. I think there's a real possibility that we will see higher prices between now and the end of the year and on into 2011. That would be a mild headwind. The real danger, as I've said over and over again, but it's a point that I think really needs repeating, is the real danger would be if we saw an upward surge in crude oil, an accelerating trend forming in crude oil. That would certainly change my thinking about a double dip recession in the United States, and I've never been a double dipper advocate over the last year. But the one factor that I think would make it highly likely would be an accelerating uptrend in the price of crude oil, because that's a tax on consumption and a tax on growth generally. And do we have some food price inflation? Well, yes we do, but a little lull here I think in the action is quite desirable, and is not a problem for stock markets. I think what is a problem, as I've already mentioned, is if crude oil in particular, but also the other commodities, are surging to the upside. Now, industrial commodities, I maintain, are in a secular bull trend, and therefore we will see sideways to higher prices more often than not. And these secular bull trends can have some swinging downward reactions, not least when there are recessions. I do not think we're going to see the world economy faced with a recession anytime soon. And that's therefore the secular bull trend in commodities, volatile though it is very much alive, and therefore I do expect higher prices for not only crude oil, where it's just a matter of how fast or slowly and by what percentage does it go up, but I do expect further gains in these industrial metals. Copper is back above the $4 level once again. There's some karma up there, as Owen and I say to each other in our frequent discussions, because we've seen other peaks just above this $4 level for U.S. copper. The underpinnings for this latest move look a little more impressive, and I think we will see. We're quite likely to see the $4 level established as a support area over the medium term as copper moves higher. And there isn't an industrial commodity that I don't think will move higher over time. The real laggard within the sector is natural gas, and a lot of that is due to the proliferation of gas. From the shale rock developments. And that's a story that I think will be with us for really quite some time. So that may well continue to lag, but most other I think pretty well all other industrial commodities and precious metals are clearly in this overall secular upward trends, in my opinion. The agriculturals, well, that's down to the weather, and as I said before, it has not been munificent, and that has created some of these very powerful gains that we've actually seen. But they're taking a breather, and I'm also taking a breather. I will not be in tomorrow, but I will be back on Monday. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.